Well, folks, the United States Department of Labor announced this month that the Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, which is known as DOLR, is the recipient of two grants. They total almost $2 million, $1.8 million to be exact, and it's designed to improve and promote the short-term compensation program. It's known as the Missouri Shared Work Unemployment Compensation Program. Missouri is actually the first state in the nation to receive maximum funding. I'm Brian Houseworth. Joining me to talk about this is Anna Hugh. Ms. Hugh is the director of DOLR. We always appreciate her time. Director, appreciate it. First of all, what does this shared work grant mean?
So this shared work grant really enables us to build on a 30-year program that we've had with the state. And it's really about making sure that employers and workers have the ability to remain attached in the employment cycle. So short-term compensation really is about making sure that employers have access and ability to stay connected to their skilled workforce during times of maybe maintenance, during economic downturns like we're seeing right now, but really to be able to utilize the unemployment benefits as a way to kind of balance any sort of reduction in hours that a worker may experience due to something that's happening in the workplace. So, for instance, in manufacturing, oftentimes you have certain times of the year where a certain line may have to go down because maintenance has to happen on that piece of equipment, right? Or there's retooling, or maybe the company has decided to install new equipment to produce something new. And so there may be a time where it typically, you know, or historically, that company may have said, you know what, we're going to lay people off for this time frame because there's not going to be work that they're going to need to perform. So instead of that, really, the shared work program allows for any sort of 20 to 40% reduction in work hours to be spread over your entire workforce, and then to be able to utilize the unemployment benefits on those days when people will not be working. So, for instance, if you have five employees in a particular line of work and you have a reduction in 20% of hours, instead of just reducing those five employees down to four, what you would do is you would reduce by 20% the hours assigned to those five employees. And instead of, again, laying off one person and paying unemployment for just one person, what you would do is you would be able to pay all five of those individuals for at least 4 days at their normal work rate. And then for the one day, the 20% reduction in hours, they would then receive unemployment for that day. This also really helps the employee because, get to have your benefits, and you're attached to the workforce, your skill set still stays fresh, and you still have that level of engagement with the organization, with your coworkers, than if you were laid off, right? Employers have to agree to keep those benefit levels at the same as if they were working full-time. And in this age of COVID, one of the biggest benefits is with the shared work program, you're able to scale up and scale down the workforce as needed, right? Based on the public health situation and maybe the sort of, service requests and production requests that are coming in. So as the economy continues to recover, you're able to, assign more hours to people. And through the end of December of 2020, I think it's December 26th, we're able to get federal reimbursement for any sort of unemployment benefits that we paid out to shared work employees. And for those employers, they will also not have any sort of reflection or experience rating impact because of using shared work through December 26th as well. So those are really some big benefits, but really want to make sure that, employers have that sort of flexibility and that workers who are also in the shared work program, if there is a federal supplement, we continue to have conversations and make sure that, whether it was a $600 federal pandemic unemployment compensation federal supplement or the current lost wage assistance program, with the $300 federal supplement, that we're able to make sure that eligible shared work employees will get those federal supplements as well.
Director, I appreciate the information. Very helpful, very detailed. I was going to ask you how it works, but you've already answered that question as well with your level of detail. Is there anything you would like to add about this program? Maximum funding, first in the nation, anything that you'd like to add? Feel free.
Well, you know, just a bit of background on unemployment insurance overall. You know, for the state of Missouri, we have about 167,000 employers that actually pay into the unemployment insurance trust fund and insure 2.9 million workers in the state. And again, you know, it's we've had to kind of adapt how people perceive unemployment. A lot of them don't understand that actually workers and employees never pay into unemployment benefits, and it's really a program that employers have invested in to help them through economic downturns like this. But more so, you know, when we talk about shared work specifically, employers really care about the engagement that they have with their workers when they, you know, sign up for shared work. It is work that they have to do as the employer. They keep track of the hours. They file the weekly hours people work. They make sure that people are getting their the unemployment benefits for those days, and they have been very active in the conversations with us to make sure, again, that that these workers, because of their unemployment benefits, will also qualify for those federal supplements. Since March, we've added 686 new plans to the Shared Work Program, and that accounts for well over 1,200 Missouri employers now, and covers about 50,000, a little over 50,000 employees across the state. And we use it in all sorts employment settings. So whether that's a manufacturing facility, a healthcare facility, a Main Street kind of mom and pop small business operation, we have examples across the board in both the private and public sectors who are using shared work to effectively address kind of the uncertainty of how the coronavirus has evolved and how our response to it has evolved. But what we know for certain is that we are going to recover from this, and very much part of, you know, Governor Parson's Show Me Strong recovery plan is active engagement and getting feedback from the public in terms of their needs, but also how are our programs meeting those needs, and what can we continue to do to refine those plans to best support Missourians?
Just to clarify one thing, I want to just make sure I heard a couple of numbers right that you just gave a moment ago, Anna, and I think I wrote them down right, but just correct me if I'm wrong. Right now in the state of Missouri, there are about 50,000 Missouri employees and about 1,200 Missouri employers that are participating in the program. Did I hear those right?
Correct.
Very good. I'm going to give you the final word. Anything you'd like to add?
Again, a great opportunity to talk with you and to help people understand that there are a lot of resources available to help both employers and workers through these challenging times. We, again, are very actively working across the cabinet under Governor Parson's leadership to make sure that our focus on workforce and infrastructure remains, you know, very tight, and that you know, the response efforts are well coordinated so that we can maximize every state opportunity to address the challenging needs of our populations right now.